From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The lingering effects of the global pandemic continue to ripple through Georgia with persistent supply chain issues and inflation affecting bottom lines. But UGA ag economists tell the Georgia Farm Bureau a strong overall economic outlook and confident consumer spending signal recovery in 2022. UGA Ag and Applied Economics Professor Jeffrey Dorfman says average incomes are about 8% above pre-pandemic levels, and higher rates of savings accumulated during the pandemic means consumers are well positioned to absorb currently inflated prices. A group of U.S. ag organizations filed a lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency over chlorpyrifos. DTN says the 21 groups want the agency's pending ban on the product to be halted and eventually revoked. The lawsuit was filed as the EPA will finalize its rule revoking the food tolerances for the insecticide on February 28th, effectively banning U.S. farmers from legally using the product. The rule was issued by the Biden EPA last August. Producers who have coverage under most crop insurance policies are eligible for a premium benefit from the USDA if they planted cover crops during the 2022 crop year. Producers must report their cover crop acreage by March 15th if they want to receive the benefit from this year's pandemic cover crop program. PCCP helps farmers maintain their cover crop systems despite the financial challenges posed by COVID-19. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.